Aggie athletes did it last year. They're doing it even bigger this year. And this has nothing to do with athletics, everything to do with service, particularly service to one of the poorest places on earth, poor and devastated by earthquake and hurricane in recent years. Last year, 29 Aggie athletes went to Haiti on this Goodwill mission trip. This year, 76, that's right, 76 Texas A&M athletes will leave May 13th for a week where, yes, for sure, they'll make an impression on the kids and the people of Haiti. But offensive tackle Coda Martin, who was one who followed his quarterback Trevor Knight on the trip last year, says that what they received in return measured so much more.
I'd been on a mission trip with my church when I was in high school, but I didn't know what to expect out of Haiti. And so just flying up there was a beautiful place as we landed. But getting off, as soon as we got there, it's a broken place. And it's still a broken country with literally broken buildings and things that are falling apart. And so, but the people of Haiti themselves are so beautiful and so loving, and so it was great to get to go there and to help as much as we could, and just to grow closer together with my teammates. It was an awesome trip, life-changing in the fact that we got to go and to serve, and our hearts were changed as we began to serve and learn how to get along with one another and how to love people well and to just give our whole heart as if unto the Lord as we were there.
On any college football team, teammates learn a lot about each other in practice or just hanging out. But on this trip, well, I'll let Coda Martin explain.
I felt like I was close to my teammates already just because we spent so much time together. But as we went to Haiti, it got to an entire another level. It was life-changing with those guys. Just getting to, as we unwound toward the end of the night, we would serve all day, sweat our tails off, work really, really hard, do whatever we could to help. And as we would wind down toward the end of the day, we would eat. There were nights when we put on music, we'd two-step, hang out, kind of do that type of deal. My fiance now, I was dating then, I actually got to serve alongside her and get closer to her as the trip went on. But just teammates, I got to talk with them about their faith and their walk with the Lord and my faith and my walk with the Lord and just the work that God was doing as we were there. And so it was awesome to get to go and to serve and get to see one another work hard and help each other out and just see each other's hearts as we would serve. And I got so much closer with my teammates from that. And as we came back, just brought some of that back with us as we want to go and serve and help out in the community in whatever ways that we can here.
Like I said, 29 went last year, about 15 football players, about 12 volleyball players. Another dozen volleyball players are going, and 17 soccer players are going this year. And 32 from the football team will be going, in all 76 athletes leaving on May the 13th. They can always use help, and there is a website that you can go to find out more about the mission of Hope and these trips. That website is mohhaiti.org, and there's an address that you can mail your donations to. You can mail it to Aggies for Haiti, P.O. Box 171500, Austin, Texas, 78717. That's where Mission of Hope is located. We're going to talk more about this mission trip as we get a little bit closer to it. We'll be visiting with Makedo Henson of the A&M football program. He's the guy that kind of puts this all together. And boy, this is a guy that'll make you believe. I already believe in Aggies for Haiti. It's a great, great service project. And that's Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. Brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.